Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100th Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host today, Logan Landers. And today, we're doing a special NFL Legend Preview special for Terry Bradshaw, quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers. So if you enjoy this video or episode of the podcast, please be sure to like, comment, share, and subscribe. We got live each and every single week on Facebook and YouTube. We have clips for show on Instagram at 100th Football. And, of course, our amazing podcast with daily uploads thanks to the Believe Podcast Network. Available anywhere listed podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, iHeartRadio, etc. You can find us over there. Be sure to leave us a review. And if you have a suggestion for an upcoming episode that you'd like to see us talk about, please put it in the comments and we will put it into our schedule. Well, like I said, this is a legend special talking about the great Terry Bradshaw, the original TB12, but I can't do it by myself. As you all know, it is Monday here on the show, which means it is a Madman Mancini Monday. Welcome, once again, my co-host, Mr. Mark Mancini. How are you doing today, sir?
I love you, brother. I love this show. I love the ATL, and I'm jacked every Monday to bring the madness in the morning.
Oh, hey, man. We love it here. You bring the fire. You bring the energy each and every single week with football season right around the corner. It is a perfect time to reflect on some of the game's greatest players, and that's what we're doing today. One of your greatest Steelers of all time. Mark, you have the floor, sir. Say what you want about Mr. Terry Bradshaw.
14 years, man. Ooh. A Steeler, 4 Super Bowls. What more can you say? He is the greatest quarterback in Pittsburgh Steelers history. I know Big Ben's been through there. I know quite a few other guys have been through there. But when you look at Terry Bradshaw, and I'd have to say the only guy that's really passed him is Tom Brady doing what he did in New England. But man, oh man, Louisiana Lightning, bringing it to the Berg was something else. And those championships in the 70s, man, you know, if the Dallas Cowboys and the Oakland Raiders weren't there, how many more would this guy actually pick up?
Yeah, that's a good point. And you bring up a good point because, I mean, the 70s is really a decade defined by the Steelers. You know, it was just they were obviously the Steel Curtain, as we all know, that tremendous defense. And I feel like Terry's game kind of gets overshadowed a little bit by that, just with the amount of phenomenal defensive players. But my God, was he tremendous. Like you said, in the Super Bowl, talk about the clutch gene. Am I right? I mean, this guy was putting in work when the game, when the lights were on brightest. Man, 300 yards, man.
Yeah, when you look at it, you know, when you looked at the Steelers and you brought up an interesting point with the defense led by Mean Joe Green and L.C. Greenwood and Dwight White and all those guys. And then you had, you know, the guys that would hit you with the Lamberts and Mel Blunts and stuff like that. But then on the offensive side of it, it was always, you know, Franco Harris and Rocky Blyer and John Stallworth and Lynn Swann. And then, you know, Terry Bradshaw got his, you know, his recognition. But, you know, you always thought of those kind of guys because – they were making the spectacular catches or the runs or the hits and stuff like that. But when you look at what he did, I mean, look at the AFC championship games. I mean, single-handedly stopping the Houston Oilers and Dan Pastorini and Earl Campbell and Billy White Shoes Johnson and Bum Phillips and all those guys. So, you know, and you, when you bring up the define of the 70s, That was football. I mean, you single-handedly brought up, you know, when you looked at the Cowboys and Drew Pearson and Newhouse and Roger Staubach, and then the Raiders with Stabler and Branch and Biletnikoff and stuff. The Vikings were there with Tarkenton and Foreman. I mean, the list goes on and on. And you don't see that in the NFL these days, Logan.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point. Is obviously the game has changed in a lot of ways since the 70s. And, I mean, back when – I mean, there was up till, you know, like you mentioned, Tom Brady. Of course, there's been a lot of tremendous quarterbacks. But Bradshaw had just a tendency about him, just that winning attitude that, you know, the old saying, don't poke the bear. And that's exactly what some people did on defense. They would go at him. They would throw jabs, you know. And, I mean, obviously we all know the story with them and the Cowboys in the Super Bowl with Hollywood Henderson going at him, saying he couldn't spell cat if I gave him the C and the A. And then Terry proceeded to drop a solid 318 yards and 4 scores on his head in the Super Bowl. So, like I said, whenever he gets provoked, whenever he knows that the game is going to be at its biggest stage, he's a 2-time Super Bowl MVP, for God's sake. I mean, you can't get much more dominant than that.
Well, and not only that, a pocket passer. You know, I love pocket passers in the NFL. I've always said those kind of guys, you know, they stand in the pocket, they take the hits, tough to bring down, a la Big Ben Roethlisberger. And that's what he typified there, standing in the pocket, hitting his targets. And when you look at the way that league was back then, I mean, even the defenses, they'd hit you, the defensive ends would come at you. If you weren't battling the Oilers, the Raiders were there. I mean, look at the Dolphins of the 70s, the perfect season. I mean, with Bob Greasy and, you know, Mercury Morris and all those guys. I mean, this NFL, and when I look at it back then, I mean, that was where football was. I mean, you were getting knocked to the following Sunday if you were playing in that league.
Yeah, you were definitely getting knocked loopy, and it was certainly a time. Obviously, I was not around to see all of it, but I've seen many of NFL game films and highlights, and boy, oh boy, was it tremendous. Of course, like with Terry, man, there's been so many amazing just moments. Like we said, the back-to-back Super Bowl MVPs. Of course, that I am a Raiders fan, so we got to mention the Immaculate Reception.
Yeah.
That broke my father's heart. It broke my heart when I saw it. So it's just that, I mean, Terry, I mean, if it wasn't for the injuries, right, because he had just some lingering injuries in his elbow, his neck, his wrist and whatnot throughout his career, he could have kept going for a little bit more, I think, and been probably even more dominant for a couple of more seasons, but still a tremendous record, even though the stats, you know, they're very solid, close to 28,000 yards, over 200 touchdowns, also over 200 interceptions. So he was just slinging it, man. And, I mean, that was kind of a different era because, I mean – we know that the 70s, the 80s, and a little bit of the 90s, right, they were more of a run-and-gun type of offense where you just give it to the fullback, give it to the running back, and let them kind of beat you up. But Terry was kind of just, I mean, like I said, they gave him the nickname the Blonde Bomber, and he would do it each and every single week, just slinging it. And it is a shame that, you know, he did kind of throw his elbow out, and he, you know, he had to retire. It, you know, was kind of a surprise at the time. People were kind of shocked that he did retire. But what a tremendous impact he made just on the Steelers franchise just throughout his entire tenure.
Well, and not only that, you know, seeing him, and it's only, you know, over 50 years, pretty much seeing a quarterback like that. I know Big Ben, you know, stepped up there and retired this past year, but to find a guy that dominated the 70s and picking up Super Bowls and back-to-back years, I mean, like, it's simply amazing. I don't think you'll ever see that again, and you will never see a guy dominate like a decade like that. I mean, to have 4 Super Bowls like that in a decade, the only one that pretty much comes close is what you're seeing with Tom Brady, like I alluded to before. But, you know, you're going to have a lot of things go your way to have that. You're going to have, you know, either a good running game, good passing attack, and you're going to have good coaching. And you don't see that, and the times have changed. We've said that in sports today, you know, across the board. And when you look at this, that the slash running backs are gone too. The Earl Campbell, the Franco Harris's, guys that would pick up yards, guys that would take 3 guys to bring you down. And look at Swan and Stallworth. I mean, that tandem was unbelievable. they would make the super catches and, you know, pick up yardage and, you know, they get hit by those defenses. And I think what the only drawback to this whole thing with Terry Bradshaw, I just couldn't figure out why he didn't accept Pittsburgh. I know he was a Southern boy. He just he never had a love for Pittsburgh. And, you know, that's the sad thing about that.
Yeah, you do have a point, because he never, like I say, he never really embraced just kind of the culture, the city. He was just kind of there just for the football aspect. I mean, because even after he retired, we all know dealing with anxiety and whatnot, he would never really show up to many games. Of course, we know he is been a broadcaster for quite some time now. But he would always just kind of brush off a lot of Steelers gatherings and whatnot. He would show up occasionally, but it seemed like he never really embraced the city, which is a shame, because like you said, to be arguably the best Steeler of all time, it is a little hurtful, I'm sure, but we all just look at it with, you know, rose-tinted glasses and just look back and reflect on the career he had. And like we mentioned, we keep bringing up the name Tom Brady, and I'm sure that we've all heard the story by now. It's kind of famous when Bradshaw went into the offseason, got some surgery on that elbow that we mentioned, and he had to put an alias. He didn't want people to know, hey, it's Terry Bradshaw here getting surgery. So he put down the name, what was it, Thomas Brady. This sounds a little familiar. I don't know about the folks watching at home. But just kind of a full circle moment, right? Brady was, I think, 6 or 7 at the time. So it was just kind of crazy to see that just he put that name down, and then he would never know he'd be playing till 45 like he is now and still dominating the league as always. But, yeah, man, Terry Bradshaw, just an amazing legend for the Steelers, a great football figure, loves the game, and just tremendous on every level. What are your final thoughts talking about this legend from Shreveport, Louisiana, sir?
Well, not only that, Dayton JoJo Starbuck, the nice ice skater there. And like you said, he's been with the, Fox since 94. He's a character there with Howie Long and all those guys. Yeah. He's done part-time acting. And I think when you look at this kid coming from Shreveport, Louisiana, it's amazing how a guy can go, north to Pittsburgh and win Super Bowls and be a legend in a city where football is a religion up there. And then to go to Hollywood and do what he's doing, you know, he's approaching, I think, 74. He's got a birthday coming up. Just unbelievable talent across the board in everything he touches.
Yeah. And like you mentioned, he's had a lot of different business adventures outside of football, right? We all know the acting, like you've mentioned. He's also had a pretty successful music career as well, had a few singles, country music. So he's just kind of done a lot. He's really enjoyed his time away from the game as well, which is what you love to see. And like you said, we get to see him pretty much every single week talking about the current games on Fox and whatnot. And it's always a pleasure to see him still loving the game and talking about the future, the next guys up in this current generation. But yeah, Terry Bradshaw, a tremendous player, 4-time Super Bowl winner, 2-time Super Bowl MVP, a lot of tremendous records and a lot of love from all the Steelers fans out there each and every single year when they look at him, when they reflect on him, and they just see how much he did for that team in that dominant era, dominant decade in the 70s. Definitely a legend. And we are proud to talk about him here today on the show. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online. Well, hey, if you have enjoyed this video or this episode of the podcast, everyone, please be sure to like it, comment, share it to all your fans, your Pittsburgh Steelers fans, your football fans out there, and let them know that we sent you over there. Like I say, you can go check out our podcast as well, available each and every single day on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, iHeartRadio, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can check us out each and every single day for amazing football content, drafts prospects for 2023. We're getting started way early. And also, we're already getting in the mood for game previews for college and NFL with the season right around the corner. Be sure to turn on notifications so you don't miss a single game preview. And if you want to talk about your team, please put it in the comments, and we will get it in our schedule for an upcoming episode. So my co-host today, the marvelous Madman Mark Mancini, man, thank you so much for coming on the show, as always, and talking about the great blonde bomber, Terry Bradshaw. I've been your host today, Logan Layers. Have a tremendous day, tremendous weekend, everyone, and we will talk to you again on another live episode. We'll see you soon.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.